In March 2012, a 23-year-old petty criminal named Mohammed Mera went on a shooting spree, a series of three attacks over a period of 9 days in southwest France, killing 7 people. Bernard Squarcini, head of the French Domestic Intelligence Service, described Mera as a lone wolf. So did the Interior Ministry spokesman, and, inevitably, many journalists. A year later, Lee Rigby, an off-duty soldier, was run over and hacked to death in London. Once again, the two attackers were dubbed lone wolves by officials and the media. So too were Jokhar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the brothers who bombed the Boston Marathon in 2013. The same label has been applied to more recent attackers, including the men who drove vehicles into crowds in Nice and Berlin and in London. One problem facing security services, politicians and the media is that instant analysis is difficult. It takes months to unravel the truth behind a major or even minor terrorist operation. The demand for information from a frightened public, relayed by a febrile news media, is intense. People seek quick, familiar explanations. Yet many of the attacks that have been confidently identified as lone wolf operations have turned out to be nothing of the sort. Very often, terrorists who are initially labelled lone wolves have active links to established groups such as Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Mera, for instance, had recently travelled to Pakistan and been trained, albeit cursorily, by a jihadi group allied with Al-Qaeda. Mera was also linked to a network of local extremists, some of whom went on to carry out attacks in Libya, Iraq and Syria. Bernard Cazeneuve, who was then the French Interior Minister, later agreed that calling Mera a lone wolf had been a mistake. If in cases such as Mera's, the label of lone wolf is plainly incorrect, there are other, more subtle cases where it is still highly misleading. Another category of attackers, for instance, are those who strike alone, without guidance from formal terrorist organisations, but who have had face-to-face contact with loose networks of people who share extremist beliefs. The Exeter restaurant bomber, dismissed as an unstable loner, was actually in contact with a circle of local militant sympathisers before his attack. They have never been identified. The killers of Lee Rigby have been on the periphery of extremist movements in the UK for years, appearing at rallies of groups such as the now proscribed Al-Mahajirun, run by Anjem Chowdhury, a preacher convicted of terrorist offences in 2016, who is reported to have inspired up to 100 British militants.